episode 3116, Beyond the Horizon of Doubt.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. One more day, and you are into August of 2023. Oh, yes, it is. Can you believe it? Already, where is time gone? I mean, seriously, we're going to be talking about Christmas. In fact, we're just coming off of July and Christmas. You know all of the sales. Well, today, take a deep breath. It's Mindset Monday, Beyond the Horizon of Doubt. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Well, take a deep breath. We have got a lot going on here at Create Your Now. It's a whirlwind, honestly. And so if you want to get in touch with us, you can reach us at connect@createyournow.com. Also, if you want to join us over at pray.com, we have our TV show over there every Tuesday. It goes live at 11:30 a.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Central, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. Whew. All right. What else is there? Deep breath. We got this. I'm not sure where God has you right now, where he has you with your dreams, where he is leading you. Maybe you're caught in a cycle of you just don't know what you're supposed to be doing. And it's not about what do I want to be when I grow up? It's not that. You know there's something more to life. You've felt this your entire life, or you felt it, but maybe it's morphed a little bit over time, right? Because our dreams change as we grow. And that's fabulous, right? Because we are becoming who God wants us to be. But in that journey, we can be met with a lot of rude facts and feelings. And unfortunately, when the journey feels tough, it is precisely the moment to push forward, my friend. Success lies just beyond the horizon of doubt, waiting for those who have the audacity to believe in their dreams and the courage to chase them. In a world where dreams seem distant and unreachable, there exists a prevailing force that separates those who give up from those who push forward. It's courage, right? It is not the absence of fear that defines success, but the unwavering determination to chase dreams, regardless of how impossible they may seem. Remember, the only way to guarantee failure is to give up. Keep going, even when it feels tough, because that's when dreams are just a step away from becoming a reality, your reality. So let me ask you this. Who says you can't make your dreams come true? Is it Mickey Mouse? I don't think that's really their theme. Whether you like Disney or not, right? They want to make your dreams come true. There's a theme song to all of that, right? There's magical works in that. That's their whole business, is making dreams come true. But we get into our own reality, and for some reason, this whole idea of I can do anything, obviously within reason, right? If we don't have the talent, like for me, as much as I love football, I really don't think I would be a great football player. Male or female? I don't think so. Why? Because it is not for me. But let me tell you, I love to coach it. I love to watch it. I'm all in. Love it. But just because we have our sights set on some things doesn't mean everything is for us. So there are some constraints to our dreams, right? Because we have to work within our gifts and talents. Some things just can be learned, but other things, well, some things just can't, and we fall flat. We just have to understand that. But when you know that this is something you want to do and you know it's definitely a possibility, then why are you letting someone come in and say you can't make that dream come true? Is it people who are jealous or don't want to see you succeed? Most people enjoy seeing someone succeed, right? And if not, they have a problem. So why would you even consider their opinions? I mean, seriously, you have got to move beyond the horizon of doubt and see what's possible when you apply yourself. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Apply yourself. And not just like anyway, it's not just kind of like fumbling around. Have you ever turned off the light, right, when you go to bed? And for some reason, you have to get up in the middle of the night. For me, well, I go to the bathroom. And that's usually because I'm drinking way too much water, which, by the way, I have been increasing that. It's a good thing because it's really hot outside. Is it hot outside where you are? Whew, the heat is taking over. But I want you to bring heat to your dreams. I want you to say, I really want to go for what God has put within me, my calling. So I want us to look at three real life individuals, okay? I'm not going to tell you their whole name. And I want us to explore some of their stories and how they've defied the odds and delve into three things you can do, even when it feels tough, to transform dreams into tangible achievements, right? You got to go beyond the horizon of doubt. So what does that look like? Number one, take action despite uncertainty. Sarah, a passionate artist, found herself at a crossroad. Her artistic journey, once vibrant and full of promise, had succumbed to doubt and self-criticism. We all can relate to that, right? We want to do something, we do it well, and then now, not so much. Just everybody's coming at us. We just don't know if we can do it. Every brushstroke seemed to mock her, challenging whether she had what it takes to succeed. But instead of succumbing to the weight of her emotions, which a lot of us do, Sarah decided to take action. She took aim, right? She enrolled in art classes, sought mentorship, and embraced every opportunity to improve her skills. With each stroke, she pushed through the uncertainty, realizing that her artistic dreams were worth fighting for. Are you willing to take aim, to take action, to ignite motivation despite uncertainty? Are you willing just to jump in? And I'm not saying crazy. You know, I'm not saying you go and gamble something away because you want to have all this money to go do something else. I'm saying within reasonable means, okay? We're not telling anybody to go and sell everything that they own. We're talking about real life here, okay? So I know there are some people that like to take things on the extreme. We're not going there. We're going right down the middle right now. So what is it for you? Are you one who says, oh no, I have just got to be so on point. I have to have everything laid out because if I get involved and if I just don't have everything laid out, I can't handle it. All of a sudden the anxiety begins to choke me and I just can't go forward. Is that you? Sometimes what we need to overcome is what we need to do. Ooh, did you hear that? What we need to overcome is sometimes what we need to actually do. Take action, take aim despite uncertainty. Number two, embrace failure as fuel. So now let's meet Alex, a determined entrepreneur whose aspirations of launching a successful tech startup were met with countless setbacks. His initial product launch failed to gain traction, leaving him on the brink of giving up, giving it all up. But instead of letting failure define him, he chose to view it as valuable feedback and as an opportunity for growth. Alex dissected his mistakes, he learned from them, and he persevered with an improved product. Yes, it was through embracing failure as fuel that he eventually found tremendous success, proving to himself and others that persistence pays off. How do you relate with Alex? Are you one who looks at failure and then you just like turn the other side, the other cheek, and you're like, okay, that's it, I'm done. You wash your hands and you walk away. You're like, that's not for me. I can't do this. Or do you look at failure and it's just kind of like this little brick wall, you know, like a retaining wall, just to hold a little things up. And you kind of run into it and you're like, I might be able to get around it. I don't think I can go through it, but I might be able to climb and scale it over here to get to the other side. Are you one who searches for solutions? Or are you one who is sticking with immediate results only? So whether you succeed or fail, that is what stops you. And you're like, okay, well, if it's a no-go and it doesn't reach the results I'm looking for, then I consider that a failure and I'm done. I'm out. I'm jumping ship. My friend, you can't jump ship. if you want to reach your dreams. You got to be willing to forge ahead, to go through some things, to handle what you didn't think you could handle. You can overcome any obstacle. But in order to do that, you got to be willing to do it. Number three, seek support and collaboration. Jasmine, an inspiring musician, experienced moments when her dreams felt out of tune with reality. Imagine that. The challenges of the music industry, which I'm sure we can all imagine, but we really don't understand. The noise of that self-doubt and the fear of rejection, it often threatened to silence her passion. However, she realized that she didn't have to face it all alone. So Jasmine actively sought out fellow musicians, mentors, and creative communities. And through collaboration and shared experiences, she not only found comfort and encouragement, but also she discovered new opportunities she may not have found on her own. With the support of others, Jasmine's dreams gained momentum, and her music finally reached the ears of a broader audience. Now, we all love a happy ending, don't we? We do. Do you have a happy ending with your story right now, with your dream specifically? What can you take away from Sarah, Alex, or Jasmine? Are you one who says, gosh, you know, I just don't know. I've got a spouse that's just kind of, I don't know, he's somewhat manipulative, and he doesn't want me to do anything that he doesn't want me to do. So me pursuing my dream of writing, well, it's just not in the cards. And that's not what I want. If you're finding yourself in that, maybe you need to seek support and collaboration. That's where you start. Who can you come alongside with and say, you know what? I need to see you. Like, you're one step ahead of me. So can I just kind of come in on your tail and see and kind of catch a little bit of the wind drift there, right? And so I can go in and go right along with you. It's great to be able to collaborate. It's great to be having someone that is a pioneer that we can sit there and say, you know, what did you do? You know, what was it when you didn't get what you wanted or you didn't get the support from your family? What did you do? Because there's a lot of people who suffer with that. But there's also a lot of people who get through it. But on the flip side, there's also a lot of people who just quit. They give up. Which one are you? Are you willing to be a Sarah, an Alex, or a Jasmine? What can you mimic that might help you in reaching your dreams? Because sometimes we get caught up in only what we know and forget that there are other ways to succeed. There's other ways to get to the other side. The path to living out your dreams and the path to success is never easy. However, by embracing courage and refusing to let fear hold them back, your individuals like Sarah and Alex and Jasmine, they've all proven to themselves that dreams are not confined to the realm of impossible. So take action, embrace failure as fuel, and seek support and collaboration. These are the three key ingredients that allow dreams to flourish, even in the face of adversity. So where are you, my friend, right now? Are you stumbling just to get over that next stepping stone? Are you sitting there just wondering, can I even make it? Do I even want to make it? Because we can be as bad with failure as we are with success. Success can actually scare us more sometimes than failure. I mean, failures, well, honestly, we fail more than we succeed. So failure becomes something that, well, we put up with. It's something familiar. But success doesn't come very often. And when it does, it comes in different manners. It shows up differently. And so we don't always feel like we've succeeded when we've succeeded. I've had talks with my mom, and I'll be like, she'll, you know, ask me a question, and I'll say, oh, well, you know, this happened, and I wish it would have gone this way. And she's like, well, that's great. It went that way. That's wonderful. I'm like, that's not success, Mom. I'm like, that's not what I wanted. She goes, but if you look at it this way, it is success. It's perspective, my friend. How are you perceiving things? How are you willing to receive them? Are you willing to receive failure as, well, that's it? You're just done? You quit? Or are you willing to receive failure as a stepping stone, as fuel to your fire to say, you know what? I can do better. I can do more. Let's do this. Now, yes, I will say this. There are times that when we fail, and we fail so many times, that maybe it's time that we need to hang up that particular dream. We do get to a point in that. For me, I wanted to be an Olympic ice skater. Okay, that sounds great. When I was in my teens and my young 20s, right? And living that dream. And it started very early on when I was in elementary school. But now that I look at it, oh, no. Do you think I'm going to go do that? Of course not. That's not in the cards. I can't reach that. And it's not that it's a bad thing. It's just a dream that's been removed. Now, I chased it for a while and I was doing great. But you see, I had injuries. And one thing led to the next, which led to the next, which led to the next. And I thought, okay, this is a dream. This card has to be hung up. It's all right. Next. Are you getting caught up in what you can't do instead of focusing on what you can do? My friend, remember, when the journey feels tough, it is precisely the moment to push forward. Success lies just beyond the horizon of doubt, waiting for those who have the audacity to believe in their dreams and the courage to chase them. Are you ready to go for the gold? Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.